Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and today we're going to have a lot of fun.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. We hope you're eating right. Today's topic is health.
And our title is Dangerous Diets. Dangerous Diets. Peter, what happened on yesterday's show?
Well, yesterday, Dr. Apple Day gave us some great advice. She told us things that we should do and things we should not do when we are on a diet.
And today, we will talk more about this topic. But first, let's read it together. Here's Peter.
James' friend is on a crazy diet. He wants to be thin, but he isn't even chubby. He's only eating a few vegetables each day. That isn't enough food. And he often feels dizzy. He even fainted this morning. How can James help his friend? Maybe Dr. Day can talk to him. James will contact her.
James's friend should be careful. He needs to eat more food or he will end up in the hospital.
Well, I know many people have this same problem. They go on a diet because they want to be skinnier. Do you have any advice for them?
I do. Friends, it's not about being skinny. It's about being healthy. Being healthy is the most important thing. You have to eat right and exercise.
That's right. We are all different. Don't go on a diet just to look like someone in a magazine. Be yourself.
Be yourself. I like that. And so does Christina. Here she is to tell us those keywords.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是节食。 James 的朋友最近在疯狂的节食，他吃的真的很少。 He is on a crazy diet. 形容词 crazy 是疯狂的，他想要变瘦。 He wants to be thin. 形容词 thin 就是瘦的。可是他会胖吗？ Is he chubby? 形容词 chubby 是用来形容圆圆肉肉的人。其实他根本就不胖。 最近吃东西吃太少了，现在常常觉得头晕。形容词头晕的就是 dizzy. He often feels dizzy. 因为 Apple 医师是这方面的专家，所以 James 想跟他联络一下，看能不能帮助他的朋友。James will contact Dr. Apple. 动词 contact 就是联络或联系。Are
you okay, James? You look upset.
I'm fine, Taylor. I'm just worried about a friend.
What is wrong with your friend?
Well, he's on a crazy diet. He's only eating a few vegetables each day.
That doesn't sound like enough food.
It's not. And now he often feels dizzy. He even fainted this morning.
James is telling Taylor about his friend. James doesn't look happy. He looks upset. Peter, what do you do when you're upset?
Well, when I am upset, mad, or sad, I would rather be alone. Reading a book by myself can really help me. I just don't like to talk to others right at that moment.
Yeah, I understand. We all get upset sometimes. You might get upset at your siblings if they take your things without asking you. Or you might get upset at a friend if they don't show up at your birthday party.
Well, hey, Rebecca doesn't look upset. She looks happy, and she looks ready to teach us. Here she is to tell us more about this sentence.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, you're going to learn how to use the word look in a sentence. Well, let's look at some examples. First example, you look uncomfortable. And another example, Clara looks happy. Friends, this is a very useful grammar point, so make sure that you use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Peter, you look very nice today. And you also look very happy.
Thanks, Marie. I am. But James does not. He looks upset. He is worried about his friend.
Yeah, his friend is on a crazy diet. What does this mean, a crazy diet?
Well, it means that this diet doesn't really make sense. He is eating a lot less than he should be. He should be extra careful about what he eats. But this is not a good thing.
No, it's not. It's dangerous. Christina, can you tell us more about this word crazy?
James 的朋友在节食，他每天都吃很少。James 说 ,he is on a crazy diet. 我们来看看 crazy 这个字，我想很多人都知道这个字，我们都用这个字来讲某人疯了。很多人的用法就是 ,are you crazy? 或者 ,he is crazy. 其实这个字在生活中的应用很广，工作疯狂的忙碌或者是混乱时可以用 crazy. It was a crazy day at work today.交通拥塞让人发疯也可以用 crazy. The traffic was crazy this morning. 如果昨晚在派对里大家都玩疯了也可以说 it was a crazy night. 所以 James 说他的朋友 he is on a crazy diet, 就表示他的节食方式很疯狂太激烈了。
Thank you, Christina.So, how about we practice using this word crazy in a sentence? My schedule this week is crazy. I have so much to do.
What a great sentence. Here's another one. That roller coaster looks crazy. It's going so fast. Friends, try making a sentence on your own.
So, James' friend is on a crazy diet.He is only eating a few vegetables each day.
Taylor thinks that this is not enough food, and she is right. He needs to eat more, a lot more. No wonder he feels dizzy. Peter, what does this word dizzy mean?
Sure. Well, if you feel dizzy, you might feel like you are going to fall down.You might not see clearly. You have a light head.
That's right. Well, I've felt dizzy before. If I spin in circles like this, then I might feel dizzy. Oh, you know, I think I'm feeling dizzy right now.
Well, you should be careful, Marie. Don't be spinning while we're teaching. Maybe we should just go ahead and take a short break.Friends, let's do that right now. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
So we all must eat enough food.If you don't have enough food, terrible things can happen to your body, right?
Sure. Well, you might start to feel weak, or maybe you'll get dizzy. But even worse, you'll start to lose weight, and you will not have energy. Your diet should be a healthy one, not an unhealthy one.
That's right. Friends, remember that. All right, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
Why is your friend eating so little, James?
He wants to be thin.
I see. Is he chubby now?
No. But he thinks so. How can I help him?
Oh, I know. Dr. Day was on Rob's show yesterday. Maybe she can talk to your friend.
That's a great idea, Taylor. I'll contact her.
Well, I think James should talk to his friend. This diet of his is very dangerous, and it's very unhealthy for him.
I agree. He needs to tell him to eat more food. James, why is your friend eating so little? Maybe Christina knows. Here she is to tell us more about this sentence.
你的朋友为什么吃那么少? Why is your friend eating so little? 这个句子好用。在生活中我们常常会问人, Why did you sleep so little? 为什么睡那么少?或者 Why does he talk so little? 为什么他讲话讲那么少?所以 so little 就是那么少。那相反的那么多就是 so much。比如 ,we talked so much about you last night. 我们昨晚谈到很多有关你的事。或者 ,why does he exercise so much? 所以这里的 so little 和 so much 都是副词片语用来修饰动词。
Thank you, Christina. In our conversation, Taylor asks James, why is your friend eating so little?
And we learn he is eating so little because he wants to be thin. So he wants to be skinnier than he is right now.
If someone eats very little, their arms and maybe their legs will look thin. Thin is the opposite of fat or chubby. They might not have a lot of fat on them.
That's right. Being thin is not a bad thing, but if you are eating a lot less to become thin, then that's not a good thing.
James says he is not chubby, so he doesn't even need to have a diet. It sounds like his friend has a different problem.
Yeah, I think so. Well, let's talk about the word chubby. When I think of the word chubby, I think of babies. Their chubby cheeks and their chubby arms are so cute.
Hey, Marie, I've seen your cat before. It is a little chubby.
Yes, he is chubby. I feed him lots of food. I don't want him to be thin. He's happy and healthy.
So James wants to help his friend. What should he do?
Taylor has a great idea. She thinks he should visit Dr. Appleday. Then she can talk to his friend. James should contact her.
Hey, that's an excellent idea, Taylor. I'll contact her.
No, you don't have to, Peter. You're not on a special diet or eating only vegetables.
I'll contact her. Marie, don't you remember? That's today's...
Calendar phrase!
I'll contact her.
I'll contact her.
我会联络她。
Let Jane know there's a meeting.
Yes, sir. I'll contact her.
Give Sally this information.
I'll contact her.
Tell Betty to be on time.
I'll contact her.
Tell my wife I'll be home late.
You contact her.
I'll contact her.
I'll contact her.
我会联络她。
That was a fun calendar phrase. Peter, how do you contact your family?
Well, to contact my family, I usually call them on my phone. And sometimes I will write and send them an email.
That's great. Friends, how do you contact your friends and family? Do you call them? Do you send them a text message? Maybe you even video call them. There are so many ways we can contact and talk to our families and friends these days.
Well, I really hope Dr. Appleday can help James's friend. And I think James has been a good friend. He is caring for his other friend. So friends, think about that, but right now we need to review. Let's look at those key words.
Here's our first key word of the day. Crazy. Crazy. That road is crazy. It's so dangerous.
Thin. Thin. You look too thin. You should eat more.
chubby. Chubby. I was a cute and chubby little baby.
Dizzy. Dizzy. I need to sit down. I feel dizzy.
Contact. Contact. Simon might know. I'll contact him. Friends, make sure to keep on practicing those key words. Now let's go over our lesson one more time.
Are you okay, James? You look upset.
I'm fine, Taylor. I'm just worried about a friend.
What is wrong with your friend?
Well, he's on a crazy diet. He's only eating a few vegetables each day.
That doesn't sound like enough food.
It's not. And now he often feels dizzy. He even fainted this morning.
Why is your friend eating so little, James?
He wants to be thin.
I see. Is he chubby now?
No. But he thinks so. How can I help him?
Oh, I know. Dr. Day was on Rob's show yesterday. Maybe she can talk to your friend.
That's a great idea, Taylor. I'll contact her.
Okay, Peter. Yesterday you gave me a quiz about food. Today it's my turn to give you a quiz.
Okay, this should be fun. I'm ready for it.
All right, well, let's take a look at this photo. Here we have a bag of potato chips.
Ooh, they look delicious. I am excited about this quiz.
All right, well, let's start. What foods do you think has the most salt? 1 ounce of popcorn, 1 ounce of French fries, or 1 ounce of potato chips?
Well, I'm thinking I would think the popcorn has the least amount of salt.
Well, you are right about that. So that leaves two left. Is it the French fries or the potato chips?
This is kind of hard. I'm going to say potato chips has more salt than French fries.
Wow, very good. You're right. 1 ounce of potato chips has 170 milligrams of salt, and 1 ounce of French fries only has 50 milligrams of salt, and 1 ounce of popcorn only has 3.3 milligrams of salt.
Okay, so I guess what we're saying is you should not eat too much salt in your diet, so watch what you eat.
Well, that was fun. Well, right now it's time to go to our friends James and Ginger. Here's Jungle Chit Chat.
Ginger, why aren't you eating?
Because I want to be thin.
Ginger, you look fine. You're just a little chubby, that's all.
Chubby? Oh, yeah, so that's why I'm going on a diet. I'm chubby.
Okay, fine. Tell me about your diet.
I'll only eat a few vegetables a day.
Ginger, that is not enough.
It's not?
No. You might feel dizzy. You might even faint.
Ooh, really?
Yes. That's a crazy diet. You're just a little chubby. Don't worry about it.
Well, okay. Then let's eat. Let's eat bananas, hamburgers, ice cream, cookies.
No way, Ginger. That diet is crazy too.
Oh. That's too bad.
Yeah, this is good though.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm checking my weight. 58 kg. That's really light. I think I need to gain some weight. I should go on a diet. Are you confused? Don't be. diets don't just have to be for losing weight. People go on diets for many different reasons. I want to gain weight, but how can I do that in a healthy way? I wonder.
Many people care a lot about being healthy, but how can people stay healthy? Well, good health starts with good eating. That's why many people go on diets. A diet is a special eating plan that people follow. There are many different types of diets. Some diets are good, and some diets are bad. So what kind of diet is best? A healthy diet must be balanced. That means you eat foods from all the different food groups. Some diets tell you to only eat meat. Other diets tell you to only eat vegetables. But the best diets have foods from all five food groups: whole grains, fruit and vegetables, protein, dairy and fat and sugar. You should also make sure to eat regularly. It's never a good idea to skip meals. Your body needs energy to run. Your energy comes from the food you eat. Without good food, your body can't run well.
Okay, I think I found a good diet plan. It includes all of the five food groups, and it teaches me how much to eat and when to eat so that I can gain weight. And I'm getting a little hungry. I think I'm going to go get a snack. A healthy snack, of course. Take care, friends. Come back and visit me again soon for another Jack's File.
Eating healthy foods is very important. So, Peter, I want to know, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Well, I am having grilled chicken with broccoli and mashed potatoes. What about you? What are you having for dinner?
Well, tonight, I think I'm going to cook some fish, have some corn, and a little bit of soup. I want to keep it healthy today.
Very good. And make sure you exercise as well, but it sounds like we're eating enough and our diets are healthy.
Yes, that's right. Well, friends, make sure that you eat healthy, eat right, and exercise. And we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.